Angelica, I am so happy to talk to you today about a topic that I love and that fascinates me. Two topics, actually. Starseeds and light language. So, Angelica, what is a starseed?
Okay, so starseed is someone who has activated their multidimensional consciousness, is the way I look at it, or who has that cosmic connection already online. So they are connected to their galactic origins. We are all cosmic beings. We all have connections to the stars, and it's only a matter of our consciousness of that or our awareness of that. And so some people today already have that activated and that awareness in them, and they call themselves star seeds. And many of them feel that they are here to help activate and awaken the planet. And for myself, I do use the word star seed in some of the materials that I provide, and I connect with the star seed community. However, I don't always feel that the word star seed is that important. It's more about where we are in our journey. That word may help us to understand who we are and what we're going through, but we can also kind of get caught up on it. So that's where I'm at right now on that term.
Yeah, I can see what you mean when we can get caught up in it. How was it for you when you found out about this term starseed, and how was this awakening process to you? Because
Sure.
personally, I find that when you find out, everything changes.
Yes. So that's, I think that part of why I'm not always like really like we don't have to focus so much on that term is just because everyone is at a different stage in their journey. And when we start getting into the starseed like paradigm, it is paradigm shifting. And so some people are ready for that, and some people are just like dipping their toes in. For myself, I didn't identify as a star seed until just a few years ago. So I went through my awakening journey starting in 2013, and for several years I was on the yogic path, and that's what brought me to light language. I started speaking light language spontaneously and didn't know what it was. And after I did some searching and found out what light language was, that's when I realized that some of the languages that I speak are galactic languages or languages from the stars. And that's when I realized that I am a star seed. I would call myself that, meaning that there is a part of me that is still connected to the higher realms, to the higher dimensions, and is here on this planet at this time to help bring that consciousness to planet Earth. So that's a little bit about how it happened for me.
My listeners are going to be like, galactic language? What the heck are you guys talking about? So when I first heard light language, it was a year and a half ago, and I was fascinated right away because I grew up in southern France and I speak three and a half languages. I speak Polish, English, French, and a little bit of Spanish. And because of the proximity of all those countries in Europe, Spain and Italy, and then I traveled to Poland through Germany. So I was always very exposed to languages, and I love languages, and I'm always able to guess what language it is that I hear. But light language, I just couldn't place it, though It sounded a lot like Latin. When I was in elementary school, I took Latin because my dad had those big dreams for me to become a pharmacist. And because in France you can find a lot of medicinal plants at the pharmacy, Latin helps with the root of the names. And then I found out it was that light language was galactic language, and it resonated. I found it fascinating. So.
Yeah, so it light language can be galactic, but it can also there are other forms. There's angelic light language and fairy light language and elven light language. But back to the connection with Latin, when I very first started speaking light language, like I said, I didn't know what it was at all, so I was Googling the words and phrases coming out of my mouth, and it was hard because I didn't know how to spell it. And but some of the phrases reminded me of mantras, and they were very repetitive. And so I looked them up, and I found that some of these words had roots in like Sumerian language, Indonesian, Egyptian, like very much the cradle of civilization is where some of the roots of the words were coming from. And now, in my current understanding, many people have described light language as the root of all language. So it's both ancient and futuristic because we are bringing it back, or we're moving back into that, but it's where our languages came from in the first place.
It does sound ancient, and for some of us, it does sound familiar. And because I walk through the forest every day without headphones because I want to tune in the sound of nature's, and I noticed that when the birds were chirping, it sounded like light language, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is light language. Birds.
Yes, totally. And that reminds me that just the other day I host a light language workshop, and I was doing that the other day, and I had a light language come through that had never come through before, and it was dolphin language. So that's another form. So when we're doing that, we're communicating multidimensionally.
I was gonna say about the dolphin light language. So, for our listeners, you can just go to on YouTube or SoundCloud and you can Google light language and you can see how it sounds like. And also, try the different ones, the fairy and the dolphin and the whales. They all sound so different and more, they sound uplifting more often than not, but people receive it differently. So, Angelica, can you tell us how does it feel in your body when you are speaking this light language? Are you feeling a rush of energy or?
That's a great question. So when bringing through light language, there's a number of things happening for the practitioner or the person bringing the light codes through, and for the person receiving them. And it's important that both parties, or all parties, if there's a group of people, that everyone is centered in their heart space when bringing through or receiving light language, because it is an energetic healing that's taking place, and it's affecting us on all parts of our being, the mental, spiritual, emotional, and even physical. So we are literally bringing through codes of light that are activating our light body and helping to raise our vibration. It's actually moving, it will start to move lower density energies out of the system as well. So the way it feels for me when I bring through light language is I do feel, I don't want to say it's a rush of energy because it's not exactly a rush, but I feel what I would describe as activation, or Ooh, how do I describe that? Even now, I feel it a little bit. So I'll just describe how I feel now. As we were talking about the fairy languages and the dolphin language, I could feel that I'm happy to share light language on this call at some point, and I could feel myself kind of preparing to bring some of that through. And I feel it in my high heart area, right above my heart. And sometimes in my throat area, and it just feels like extra energy. Like even now, I feel like I could almost cough because it's just like welling up inside me, ready to come out. And sometimes I do feel stimulation in the back of the head, which is the mouth of God chakra, which is our ascension chakra, or it's called the Alta Major chakra. There are many different names. Sometimes I feel pressure or activation back there as well when I bring it through. And then I feel a lot of beautiful peace and love and joy when I bring it through. And as that's coming through, it's hard to describe because we start to move totally into a different way of being when we're expressing light language. We are operating more from a multidimensional way of being when we're there. So.
And I actually, what I love about you is that I always feel the joy that comes through you, you know? It is shining through you. And I always feel uplifted after our interactions. So light language, it can be spoken. What are the
Yes.
other ways that we can receive light language?
Yeah, so it can be spoken, and so it'll sound just like we're talking now, like just speaking, and you can also sing it. And it can come through the hands and be signed, like a sign language. And those signs and symbolic gestures are actually like hand mudras. Many of them look like hand mudras. So it can be signed and it can be written. So they look like symbols. Sometimes people bring through actual like drawings or even paintings when they're bringing through light language as well. And it can be danced, which is something that I am really excited to delve into more deeply.
Beautiful. So can you tell us the story of how is it that the light language came to you?
Yes. So I had been meditating for several years. And when I, it, let's see, a few years ago, I was experiencing a lot of spontaneous body movements in my meditation. And I knew from my yogic background that I was experiencing kriyas, which is like a little, like kind of like a twitch or a movement in meditation. And usually that's like, they say that it's like the Kundalini hitting blocks as we're meditating. That's where those mo body movements come in. But for me, it went even beyond what I was familiar with kriyas. So I had seen other people experience kriyas like in the yogic community, but what I was experiencing was like it ended up being almost like full body tremors. And I shut it down because I didn't know what was happening. And I waited about a year, more than a year, and then I decided that I missed my meditation too much. And I decided to just go for it, even though I didn't understand what was happening. I just was like, I'm gonna surrender to this and let the body shaking happen. And when I did that, it was like a full-fledged cleansing of my entire system. I have never done ayahuasca, but I know enough about it to imagine what that would be like. And when I let the full body shaking happen, the cleansing I went through felt like I did ayahuasca. Like I was literally energetically vomiting, clearing my system. And that happened over the course of it was really intense for probably a few weeks and then kind of spaced out over the course of several months after that. But it was during that time that the light language started coming through. So I had these full body tremors. I was energetically like clearing, and then I was speaking this unknown language. And but at the same time, it was really beautiful. I felt uplifted, even though it was an intense clearing. Eventually, then I found out what it was that I was speaking, that it was that there was a name for it called light language. And then from there, it was much easier after that, after I had an understanding of what it was.
I love that. I love that you bringing up the body tremors, because it is important for people to know, the people who meditate, that it's going to happen. It's been happening to me in the last week, and you're wondering what's happening. It's a way for the body of communicating, and so it's good for people to know that those things are bound to happen as we are evolving on this path.
And I've seen practices of shamanic de-armoring where the practitioners are helping the body to release trauma, stored trauma, through the de-armoring practice. And I feel that what occurred with me was de-armoring. I just don't call it that, but the innate intelligence of my higher self coming in and helping to release that stored trauma in my body.
For me, it also started when I got started with Kundalini yoga. This is how it all began for me. So yeah, powerful practices. And at the moment, it doesn't feel like it's doing much to us. But however, because of the compound effect is that it's the little things that you do every day that lead to a big result. So if someone is on this path and you feel like you're not moving or nothing is happening, something is going to happen eventually, but it takes discipline and commitment, and it is so worth it. It is so worth it. So
Definitely.
what do you find challenges can be for a star seed on this planet Earth?
That is an excellent question. I really like and appreciate that question because I was just thinking about some of those challenges this morning. I feel that many star seeds, like I said, in my perspective, these are people who still have that galactic consciousness. Like it's like a stream that they're connected to. They may remember a past life on another planet. They may feel strongly or resonate strongly with that galactic part of themselves, which means that they may see the world much differently than others. Because if they're still looking at the world from that galactic perspective, there's a big difference in consciousness in general, but the difference in the density between 3D Earth and the higher realms, 5D, 6D, 7, and beyond, there's a huge shift. And the separation consciousness is what I would call it, that we experience on Earth can feel really foreign for a star seed. So many of us don't completely understand why Earth is the way it is or why humanity has the problems that it does, because many of us have memories or awareness of living on planets where there was much more cohesion, and there was already a oneness consciousness. So being in a more separation-based reality can be really tough. Sometimes it's like we don't always understand why humans do the things they do. And little things, like I'll share from my experience. So from my experience, things like traveling in a car don't make a lot of sense to me because to me that seems like old, outdated technology. Why are we using fossil fuels when we don't need to? And all and this and electricity. I know that there's technology out there that would make our electricity free for all. So yeah, basically, like the way systems are set up here, many of us starseeds know we have this innate knowing because we've lived lives where it was that, we had free energy and society was just very, very different. So that's a little bit of it. The challenges, I'm just let me see if there are any more. Oh, a lot of star seeds just feel very different. They are often the black sheep of the family, that we don't always think and feel the same way. And there's a reason for that because we're here to anchor that higher consciousness.
I'll find personally, for me, it's like not wanting to conform. That's one of the big challenge. And then the other challenge is that we feel for humanity so much, and we don't want humans to suffer. So we have to remind ourselves that people are going through what they have to go through for their own personal evolution. So they have to go through the suffering and through the pain because there is a gift in the pain, and this is how more often than not people awaken to their true divinity. And I forgot to invite you to share some light language with us if you are willing. So.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Definitely. So, if this is your first time listening to light language, I recommend not listening when you're driving, so that you can be fully present and experience it. And listen with the heart because it is heart-to-heart communication, soul-to-soul communication, and it is meant to bring us out of the logical mind. It purposely bypasses the logical mind to bring us into the heart space. So with that, I will just invite everyone listening to take a moment to breathe into your heart space. And then I'll set the intention to bring through light language that would be for the highest good and the highest good of all at this moment. Anturandia tushtayeti ambu. Hantushtaye, hantu. Kura li andura, ti amura li esti ki, andura li esta ea, tumbura li esti osta, ja kura ali esti mura li ea kia, hundure esta, jesta. Ai, 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 ai Breathing in and breathing out. And just allowing yourself to receive. So light language is intelligent. It knows where to go and what to do. So we all receive something different when we listen to light language. So some people may feel it energetically in different parts of their body. So just allowing and integrating. Oh.
Thank you. That was beautiful and very calming for me and for my cat. So can you talk to us a little bit about celestial shamanism?
Yes, of course. So, celestial shamanism is the practice of activating and anchoring light codes. So, many star seeds are cosmic shaman or celestial shaman, shamans, which means that they are able to bring through these light codes, on behalf of humanity for the highest good of all beings, because what we are doing is not only helping humanity, but we're helping all of the animals, the beings on Earth, and planet Earth herself in the ascension process. So we're actually moving from 3D into 5D, and I like to say 5D and beyond because we're really coming into a greater awareness and knowing of our multidimensional beingness. So cosmic shamans, or you could call them celestial shamans, are bringing through light codes that heal. And celestial shamanism is what I would say, it is the source of many shamanic practices that have been around for ages, and yet it does not borrow from any of them. So what I mean by that is that there's no particular culture or belief system that celestial shamanism is based in. Like, one doesn't need to travel to a certain area on the globe or work with a certain teacher to be a practitioner of celestial shamanism. The celestial shaman is trained by spirit, and when I say that, I mean they are trained by the beings that they work with, which are most often extraterrestrial intelligence. And for me, I work most closely with the aspects of my higher self that are galactic. And then when I work with clients, I'm also, if they identify as a star seed especially, I'm working with their extraterrestrial celestial team as well. So we're working with these technologies that are available to us that are they are it's similar to light language. They're both ancient and futuristic. So some of these technologies have been around since like the times of or were perhaps more active during ancient times, like in Atlantis or Lemuria. Some of the technologies we're bringing through have never been on this planet before. And yet, some of what we do still resembles what the shamans have been doing for ages, which are practices like soul retrieval. That's a key one. And we are ending the karma game with our practice of celestial shamanism. And anyone can actually do this. So we all have the ability to speak light language, which means we all have the ability to practice celestial shamanism.
Beautiful. I step outside every night and I look at the sky and I see the stars, and for me it never gets old. And I'm curious, what is it that am I going to see tonight? So that's the beauty of it. And how is it that you work with your clients? What offerings do you have?
Sure. So I have a few group offerings. I do a light language workshop once a month, and I do a starseed connection call once a month, usually on the same day. And the starseed connection call is really a place for people to meet others and to share what they're experiencing. And it's a very open forum. So there's not an agenda or specified topic. We open to what's present in the moment and we go from there. And often on that call, we end up bringing through light language to support one another. Whereas, like, the light language workshop is specifically centered on light language and it's experiential learning. So we bring through light language on the call, both verbally and written. And then, which, by the way, if you've been guided to purchase a shamanic drum recently, we do use the drum. So in celestial shamanism, for the most part, we are no longer using the tools that were once used, because we are able to affect, we're able to have an energetic effect using the light language rather than the tool itself. However, we still like to use the drum. So if you've been guided to purchase a drum recently, and this is all resonating with you, I consider that a sign that it is time to open to your intergalactic shaman. Most of the people who come to me and do my work, they have recently been guided to purchase a drum. So, but I will continue to share some of the other offerings. So the other group offerings that I have would be the celestial shamanism training. And I have offered this several times now, really just refining what that looks like. And now, where it's at, it's about a 6-week course meeting once a month, or excuse me, once a week for a few hours. And we do light language ceremony on that call. So there's the celestial shamanism training. And I'm also developing a level 2 or a 102. So I have the celestial shamanism 101 and now developing 102, which will be offered soon for returning participants. And then I'm also currently developing a group offering centered on celestial dance. So this is where we are bringing in the full body movement, you know, and maybe you could call it the full embodiment, right? We're embodying our celestial selves. We are inviting more of our higher dimensional soul energy into our body to express here. And when we do that, we're also activating and anchoring light codes for ourselves and for the planet. And so that is a course that's in development right now. And you know, you'll see much of the movements that you see when a person is expressing light language may look like some of the movements in like ancient temple dances or in shamanic trance dances, what we'll be doing in that course is an organic expression of that, those types of dances. And by organic, I mean it's coming innately from your spirit rather than it's not a learned, it's not something that can be learned. So we just, I will help to create that environment to help you express and feel comfortable expressing, because that's a lot of the reason why I've created the courses that I have, is because when we first start speaking light language, it can feel very different and a little bit uncomfortable, especially maybe around friends and family who don't understand. So I really like to create these environments where people can learn and explore and bring that soul embodiment into their life in a place that feels safe and nurturing. So those are the group offerings. And then when I'm working one-on-one with clients, I am mostly helping them integrate higher dimensional aspects of their soul. And what I mean by that is, like, when we're in this 3D reality, we're not always able to express the fullness of who we are on a cosmic level, because we are in such a dense environment, and many of us are carrying trauma, we have unhealed wounds. And when we start to open up multidimensionally, we are bringing in more of our soul's essence, and at the same time, we are transmuting karma and we are healing trauma. So, what I do in my one-on-one sessions is help with that process. My one-on-one sessions are called multidimensional integration sessions, or I just changed it to multidimensional soul integration sessions. And there's a number of things that can occur on that call. We often do it during over Zoom call, but I do them in person as well. But a number of things can happen in a session. I guide my clients to set their own intention. And most of the time, my clients have a sense of what is meant to occur with them at that time already. And that's what's guided them to work with me. And then I bring through the light codes to support their intention. And on that call, they may be healing. There could be ancestral healing that takes place, soul retrieval, and then merging or integrating with higher aspects of the soul. So that's what the one-on-ones look like. And then I also bring through sacred keys, which is a newer offering this year. I started offering those January 2021. And those really complement the other aspects of my work. So many people that I work with are participating in the celestial shamanism training. They also may have a one-on-one session, and they also may have keys that are ready to come through for them. So I can share a little bit more about sacred keys. I'll take a breath for a moment, though, and see if there was anything that came up for you as I was sharing that,
We
those
have,
offerings.
yes. I highly recommend the light language workshop. I have taken it. Very good. And also the Starseed Connection call. People are connecting from all over the world. It's absolutely amazing. And it is free, right?
Yes,
Yeah.
yes.
So that is an amazing offering. We have 5 minutes left. So, yeah,
Okay.
touch on the secret keys and where people can find you.
Yes, okay. So the sacred keys are they come, the physical iteration is a drawing in gold ink on white paper, and that is sent to the client physically. And I also send a digital copy that includes an activation process and message. So each client will receive a key and work with that key in a very unique way. It's unique to them and it's unique to the key. Clients can be ready to receive multiple keys. So some may only have one that they're ready to receive at this time. Some may have multiple. And these keys open celestial portals and gateways. They unlock sacred gifts. So many of us, especially in these circles, right? Lightworkers, healers, we have gifts from other lifetimes that we are ready to unlock. And some of these gifts as well, perhaps were not even ever developed or used on Earth. If we have had lifetimes in other dimensions, some of these gifts that we're unlocking are from those lifetimes. So the keys contain much within them. And I, as as a keeper of keys, I don't always know everything that's contained in the key. In fact, that's confidential information. What I do bring through is the process to activate it and the a little bit of the message that is shared with me. However, it really is up to each person to fully unlock and activate that key. And it will be very unique to each person. So these are, this is technology that has not been on this planet. Much of the technology has not been on this planet before. So it's very, we're in that time, and that the sacred keys coming at this time is all part of that, this global ascension taking place. So with that, people can find me at angelicasoli.com. The last name is Solii, and you can find me on Instagram at angelica_soli, and I also have the Instagram, the Starseed Connection. So I would love to see people there. And if those of you listening have started speaking light language, or maybe you remember now you were speaking it as a child, you're not alone. And there are many of us out there. And there's a reason why we're speaking this light language. There's much depth to it. And it's really important for our time. So there are many supports out there for you. And I'm happy to be one of them.
And also, if your kids, young kids, start speaking a language that you don't recognize, it may be a light language, and there's no need to take those kids to the doctor, because
yes,
it doesn't end well when you take your kid to the doctor.
Yes,
when they speak light language. So something to know for young parents that are not familiar. And on that, Angelica, thank you so much for your time today. This was fascinating and activating. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Koro mokari esti shtombo raki.
Thank you.